tuning in to the Big Dogs Playhouse Podcast. I'm your host, Tojo, and those of you tuning in for the very first time, please allow me to welcome you to the Playhouse. And for those of you that's been riding for day one, drop your tops. Let's ride. It's hot the motherfucker outside. Once again, you tuned in to the Big Dog Playoff Podcast. I'm your host, Tojo. And I got my main man in town with me this weekend. And we sitting back just jamming. I got my pilot from Detroit, Willie J. Peso, in the house with me. What's up, my brother?
What up, though, big brother?
But ain't nothing to it.
It's always good to be around.
Man, always. You on that motherfucking 50 state tour.
Yes, sir.
Got there, me and thanks for sliding in with me, kicking it with me, man. And, you know, I know your time is money, so we going to get to it.
Let's go.
So check this out. You know, by being from Detroit, yes, and you know what I'm saying, and doing what you're doing, give my audience a little bit of who is Willie J. Peso in a nutshell.
Willie J. Peso was born in Detroit. You know, I got a big family from off the west side.
Okay.
That instilled in me early from, you know, being in the church, just, you know,
okay,
hard work ethics and music. I fell in love with music from, like, my grandma. She played the piano in the church. She was in the choir singing and stuff like that.
Okay.
So then as I came up, as I got older, you know, hip hop always been a part of my life since I was a baby. You know,
okay,
late 80s baby.
You a late 80s baby?
Late 80s baby.
Like what year?
89.
89?
Yeah, I just made it.
Damn, man. So, I was out of school hustling. That's like the time.
Look,
but go ahead, though.
Coming from Detroit, you know, I'm still in that environment, though.
Yeah, you know, ain't no doubt about it.
I can't lie and say that I wasn't blessed my entire life. I've always been blessed, but I've always been in the environment. I've always been in Detroit. I've always been around things that goes on in Detroit.
You say if you know, you know.
As I grew, you know, my younger days, I knew firsthand the stories of what was going on with BMF and everything with Big Meech when it hit. Like, I was trying to be something, looking up. So, you got rappers, you got ball players, you got everything else. I was looking up to that, like, you know.
Okay.
But also from the music side, because they originally had, when I got put onto them, they was in music with Jeezy and everything. It was BMF World. I remember when Meech first dropped the billboards everywhere.
In Atlanta?
No, in Detroit.
Oh, that was in Detroit and Atlanta?
Yeah, Atlanta.
Okay.
You feel me?
Yeah,
like, so.
So that was BMF at that time?
Yeah, it was BMF. Okay. But that's when I was like 14, 15. That's when, I really wanted to get into this rap shit. Mm. So, you know, I've been doing this for like 10 years.
So that was about 99.
Oh, this was like 03, 04.
Oh, okay. So I was going away to college at that time.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
But
okay,
like, you know, and not to cut you off, but like, I know Meech, like, I met Big Meech.
Okay.
I know exactly, and it's the same person. Mm-hmm. No, without no disrespect to nobody, but I know Demetrius.
Okay.
I know Red, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I know him, before BMF actually exists.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he was that nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But he went from Versace's to Dick.
Okay.
You know, because Wynn went to Diamonds and Pearls in Atlanta and Club 112 when they had moved the whole motherfucking scene and made space for us and shit like that. Drunk 99 bottles of champagne.
Mm.
You dig what I'm saying? Mm. Like, yeah, I know him, but, you know.
But as a kid, I'm hearing those stories.
Yeah, different type of stories.
But I'm in Detroit.
Okay.
So I was looking up to a person that came from Detroit that made it all the way down.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, really everywhere.
Yeah.
And they would talk about
it. On his own magazine.
Yeah.
Juice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker came in college. I said, look at this year.
Yeah.
Shout out to Big Meech.
Shout out to Big Meech.
Team.
My whole family.
Yeah.
Shout out to the whole family. But that whole Detroit,
Seaburn,
you know, I'm a baby.
Rest in peace, Pete.
The whole gang.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But it's all good.
You know, the family that I come from, you know, Motown was there, originating in Detroit. So I grew up.
You good.
I grew up, you know, going to church around the corner from the Motown, Hitchfield, USA, West Grand Boulevard, Zone
A.
Like, I've seen that as a kid.
Right.
So seeing it before Temptations movies came out, or when they came out, and the whole Michael Jackson in the 90s and early 2000s when they were saying movie, I had people I'd go ask, like, what was this like? What was Detroit like in the 60s, 70s, and early 80s when Motown was still there? So okay. I think all that being inside of me is the reason why I love being able to get out on the road, go do shows, and promote my music, and really push this Detroit culture forward.
So, like you said, your music, you just dropped a new album.
Yes, sir.
What's the name of it?
Stone Like Willie.
Stone Like Willie?
Yes, sir.
Like you're getting Stone Like Willie right now?
Like I'm getting Stone Like Willie right now. That's the whole brand. Shout out to Heavyweight Head.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Shout out to the whole brand. Shout out to the Giraffe Head.
Yes,
the
sir.
Whole Giraffe movie.
Man, that Giraffe Head don't play, bro.
It's doing good right now. What you say?
Yeah. No, it's doing great.
Okay.
It's doing fabulous. You dig what I'm saying? Like, man. Stone Like Willie, just like you said.
Yes, sir.
Dig that. So, like, the tour you on right now,
Who
you moving around with?
Right now, I'm on tour with Devin the Dude from Houston.
Okay.
Yes, sir. The legendary Devin the Dude.
Devin the Dude.
Yeah.
Oh. So y'all got a Smoker's Ball going on.
Yeah, we got a whole Smoker's Ball tour and music festival. We're doing a big music festival, like my hometown show. Well, I wouldn't say hometown, but home state show.
Okay.
We'll be in Lansing, Michigan, August 13th. It's going to be a big...
Next weekend.
It's going to be a big festival. We got Juicy J. He's going to be a part of it.
Okay.
You got Devin the Dude. You got my big homie Trick Trick. He's going to be doing his thing out there. Dizzy Wright, Ritz, Gangsta Boo, and a list of other
artists. Gangsta Boo?
Yeah, Gangsta Boo going to be there. And yours truly, I'm going to be performing. It's in Michigan. This is our second show that we're
doing. There's no brain busy bone.
No? Oh, man. Yeah.
The verses was crazy.
It was.
But,
I did have a show with Bone Thugs in Muskegon, Michigan in July.
Yeah.
Busy was not there.
Yeah. But, that's my cat.
Yeah.
But, so how the tour doing, bro?
Tour doing well. We started on the West Coast. So we like halfway through it. We did 20 shows in less than 30 days.
How many more you got to go?
Another 20.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, another 2022.
So y'all wrap up.
Yeah, we really out here.
Merchandising and everything?
Merchandise. Well, I know how you know. StoneLikeWillie.com. You can get exclusive tour merch. You can get direct access to all the music and events that we do. You can go to Weed Map and you can find out about the Giraffe Head so you can get Stone Like Willie in there. At the crib, whenever you're at home,
pull up on
you. Just pull up on
you. Just like that.
You know what I'm saying? Delivery. Or you can go straight to a stop.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So this Stone Like Willie right here. This the Giraffe Head.
That's the Giraffe Head.
The Indica.
That's the Indica.
Okay.
Cultivated by Heavyweight Heads.
Okay. He's some kid in the cream soda.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. It's a cross. We got some gelato wedding cake cross going on right there.
Okay.
You know, they're award winning growers.
No, I know.
Yeah,
I know. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, I come with the bricks. Mm-hmm. I already know. Don't put me to sleep too many times. You hear me? I quit smoking. I'm just an affiliate. You know what I'm saying? I used to be a member to a fucking with Parlay.
Hey,
shout out to Parlay.
Mm-hmm.
And Big, no. It was Roscoe. That's who it was. It was Roscoe and Parlay.
Okay.
They was fucking dabbing.
Oh, at the pen.
At the high time.
Oh,
in 17.
Okay. Yeah.
They dabbing. I'm talking about double dabbing.
Yeah.
Your toe hit this. I said, what the fuck is that? They like, hit it, man. So I said, no, you hit it first. So, you know, Aaron Lones, Parlay, he ain't hit it.
Yeah.
Killing it like that.
Yeah.
He hit it and smoking at the same time. I said, damn. I said, nah, that's Mr. Aaron Lones right there. Nah, hit that shit, dog. So I leave out the camper. I'm going, you know, it's hot out there. So, you know, we up in Cryo.
Yeah,
Clive, at the racetrack.
By Flint, yeah.
So I'm leaving the camper from backstage. I'm finna go out there and fuck with the people, you hear me?
Yeah.
I get out the little gate thing. I take about 10 steps. That motherfucker, the Matrix hitting me, say, nigga, you hide the motherfucker.
Well, I already know.
Turn your ass around.
I ain't had one.
I turned around and went and got that earth camper. And
yeah.
You know, Trick vegan.
Yeah.
So you know he had the fruit trays back there. You shit, you hear me?
Smash.
I went back to that motherfucker. They out there, I was smashed that motherfucker. They cut back. Trick like, man. What happened to my food tray? I said, I had to order another one, dog. Yeah, y'all done got me two motherfucking half fucking parlay them back here, man. You hear me?
In 17, I was there.
You was there? Yeah.
I performed on that half time.
You was there? Yeah. With my guys, T and L.
Yeah.
Shout out to my cats, Entourage. You know, them my cool ass white boys.
Yeah, they cool. They was in Muskegon with us.
Yeah, for sure.
They working.
But check this out, Will. So the merchandising started with actually the indica, sativa, and the indica sativa.
And hybrid.
Okay.
So how this went about, 2015, I dropped the sativa EP. 2016, I dropped the indica album.
Okay.
And 2018, I dropped the hybrid album.
So that's where they come from?
It come from the music first.
Okay.
I was working in the dispensaries and the medical side of the cannabis industry in Michigan around 2014. And I just wanted to give some game to people so they'll know that it's a difference when you're smoking weed. It's not all the same.
Okay.
You got sativa, your uppers. You got indicas, the ones that's going to sit you in the couch.
Okay.
And then you got your hybrids, which can be blends of a number of different
yeah, things. Just crossbreed.
They crossbreed.
Like how they mix dogs and things like that.
It's the same
situation. You
absolutely.
Know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So check this out. So two plants growing in the same room.
Right.
Male and female.
Mm-hmm.
So it pollinated over to the other.
Yes.
And then everybody panicked most of the time.
But some
of the best weed have been made by that happening. Now.
Absolutely. Them fuck ups is what really help the industry continue to grow. You get new creations. You get new creations. And if you are one that is dialed in, you know how to take that mistake from being pollen, or you might be the creator of that pollen reaction happening. You know, they sprinkle pollen in rooms all the time so that they can get new genetics.
Oh, okay.
You know, but that's what them deep down growers has been doing this longer than 20 plus years, 30 years, them originated the reason why we are where we are. I can say, in Michigan, we got, you know, legal weed because the forefathers that were doing it when it wasn't legal. You feel me? You had to get out here and get your hands dirty for that dirty, dirty money. And, you know, you was just pushing the whole culture forward, trying to feed your family. Some might say that you deserve to go to jail for it. I feel like you don't. Like, baby girl that's in Russia right now, she deserved to be home. She got a vape pen, and they gave her 9 years.
On some bullshit.
Brittany deserves to be back.
Yeah, that's you know, that's the politic bullshit.
For sure.
United States, Russia, politic bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I hope she come home safe. You know what I'm saying?
I do
because
too.
I know it's kind of stressful on her and her people by just being in a Russian jail.
Oh, yeah. Right now, it's a...
And the cold point about it, if you do your knowledge about Russia, they ain't really fucked up with our color people.
No.
No, they got a community over there that's getting fine with it. Our color people, so it's not that. It's a political situation.
For
it
sure.
ain't no, you know, it ain't racist like that.
Yeah.
You know, it might just be, you know, fuck the United States at the same time. You
did
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The United States said fuck you back. So it's the tie. So now we fighting on the tie. So somebody got to give, and that's just what it be.
Well, we hope for her a speedy return.
Ain't no doubt. Ain't no doubt about it, man. Because ain't no way she supposed to be over there locked up like that.
Hopefully from this situation, the entire world will see that cannabis should be legalized. It should not be. It's a plant. She's an athlete that probably had used this for her body.
I mean, her
being
knees
sore.
And shit like that.
You know what I'm saying? She's an entertainer. At the end of the day, she's entertaining the world with her talents. That
and she took her talents to Russia.
And she was getting ready to take her talents to Russia to entertain.
Yeah, she was over there already. She was playing the season over there after the WNBA. They go over there, make a little more money, and keep it going. You know, for the whole season. And, you know, they didn't seem to come back and forth with that same vape pen.
Oh, damn.
But this time, we're going to tap on the show.
Yeah.
You know, and make it a political thing.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah.
You know how it is, though. But anyway, man. So, getting on the road, bro.
Yes, sir.
And moving around.
Yeah.
Like you do.
Yeah.
You know, what do you obtain, like, you know, mentally?
A lot of knowledge. A lot of experiences that you can only get firsthand. I get to learn a lot from being in the land and with different people and how they operate and how they do business. You know, right now we're in the middle of a recession, but I get to go to certain places and I get to see from my own two eyes if I believe that we're in a recession. Because normally when I go out, I still see people thriving. I still see people living. I still see people making money.
Right.
I want to learn so I can take that back to where I'm from and teach my people how to do these things that I've seen on the road.
Okay. So we were rapping yesterday when we were walking, and you, when you went to Bush Stadium, 6,000 people, and you're like, bro, They say we're in a recession, but we ain't. But like we was talking, that's a media situation.
Yeah, for sure.
People spending money.
Yeah, people
are definitely just spending on what they want to spend it on.
Always.
You know what I'm saying?
It's being curated, you know. They out here trying to make sure that the big continue to stay big and the ones that are less fortunate stay less fortunate.
I ain't gonna doubt that's the only way the world gonna work. In that capitalist society.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They gonna treat you with COVID and monkeypox and all this old shit, but you know what I'm saying?
But we gotta just stay safe and stay woke. Keep your eyes open, do your own research, believe in wellness and things that are more positive than things that are more negative and, you know, degrading.
Mm-hmm. So where do you see yourself as, because I know you more than an entertainer. You just ain't no rapper. Because you come in the game with the merchandise and all that shit and moving around. Well, you in the cannabis. You got your own fucking train.
I really see myself as an entrepreneur.
Period.
A businessman.
All the way around the board.
All the way around.
So you always trying to stay in the point of having multiple income.
A good business. Standing on good business.
Okay.
Being able to be a team member of a good organization.
Man, you just said a mouthful of that.
Yeah. Because I don't want to call myself a boss because I can lead in whatever position I'm in.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah. Because the real boss ain't never got to be the boss. Because he can raise his sleeves up and get dirty too.
Yes, sir.
Just to make sure that everything get done.
I want to make sure my organization continues to grow past my lifetime.
Generation.
For sure.
Yeah. You just had a new baby then.
I do. I got a beautiful daughter. She's like 3 months right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we growing. And I want to be able to pass my success on for many generations. I want to leave legacy. I want the last name and the names of all the dreams that we've had, business brands that we work with, to thrive for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. We want to write books that give out to the people that come behind us and be able to follow in our footsteps of success. That's my goal.
Words will live forever.
Forever. We build our world through that. You know, Planet Peso. I got an album called Planet Peso. I can build my own world.
So how many albums do you have?
I got 10 studio albums that I put out to date.
Can you go from top to bottom?
Yeah.
And the year you put them out?
Destination Cloud 9, 2012. Euphoria, 2014. What's after that? Sativa, 2015. Indica 2016, Hybrid 2018.
Okay.
Where we at? Thanksgiving 2019, 12 Plants 2020.
12 Plants?
Yeah, that was an EP. Okay. And we got the whole single. That's been a big blessing from that. And that dropped in 2020. Then 2021, we did Planet Peso and Draft Head.
Okay.
And then 2022, we just dropped Sound Like Willie.
So now give me some of the collabos you ain't done.
Oh, man.
For the people that don't know. For they can go to the platform and pick out some of your music and say, okay.
For sure, we got music with Devin the Dude.
All right.
We got music with Burner, Neff the Pharaoh.
Okay.
I got music with
Cookie Man Burner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Me and Burner got a song. I got music with Styles P.
Styles P.
Yeah.
What album that's on?
That's on Hybrid.
On Hybrid?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a record with Royce the 5'9".
Okay.
That's on Hybrid.
Okay. Legend.
Yep, Legend.
Shout out to Royce.
For sure.
Shout out to Styles P. The Locks. Man.
Yeah, for sure.
Come on.
I got a record with Yuck Mouth from the Loonies.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a record with tons of Detroit artists. I got some exclusive music I ain't even put out with me and Vezo.
Okay. Vez just signed.
With QC right now.
Yeah.
I got records with Skilla Baby. He hot in the street.
Yeah.
Me and F&B DZ got records. Over Rolling. I got a lot of features. A lot of good bands.
Okay. Now, I'm just trying to get you used to, you know, to the platform. Because everybody sitting on here. Oh, what is that
practice? Yeah, we got some workout. It's on YouTube.
My man, B-Jam.
Yeah. Thank you.
What's your YouTube page, bro?
Willie J. Peso. You can go to WillieJPeso.com.
So all your music is on all platforms?
On all platforms.
Like?
Every platform. Tidal, Spotify, Apple Music,
okay.
Pandora.
Okay.
SoundCloud, you know. Everywhere you can find music, you can find, you can search Willie J. Pace on Amazon.
Right.
It's a little bit everywhere. It's going to now be on the Big Dog Playhouse.
Ain't no doubt. Yeah. Ain't no doubt. We in the spot. Because, like, you know, when the first time I seen him, I'm like, oh, the dog, he more than grooving. He got all of this shit here. And you had everything in order, dog.
I appreciate
I'm
that.
I'm like, damn. What the fuck? So we on our way to see Snoop.
Yeah.
The day Kobe passed, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant.
Rest in peace, Kobe Bryant.
You know what I'm saying? And we was on the...
That's a legendary day, man.
Yeah, that was
2020.
Yeah, that was crazy. I had been seeing you, but now you was in a place, like,
yeah.
And, you know, you in the vision. So yeah. I'm like, hold on, man. Mm-hmm. His spirit is health, but, you know, who is this little dude? Because we never was formally introduced at that point, you know. And I heard you speak, you know what I'm saying? And I said, oh, okay, that's where you're at. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to get his shit off his chest. Mm-hmm. But in a mild, respectful way, you dig what I'm saying? And like we was just kicking it, and we having to kick it. You like, what's up, OG? I'm like, man. And then we was rapping, and just little game that I gave, like, quit trying to be understood and understand.
Yeah.
You know, and you didn't catch it at that time. Mm-hmm. And but it came back. And I just said, hold up, bro. You know, because you're trying to out-talk. But you was trying to get your point across. And that's just human nature.
For sure.
And I totally understood it. You dig what I'm saying? And respected it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I just wanted to pass that along to you. And once you got it, it just elevated you to another level.
For sure.
And you rolling now. You know what I'm saying? And I respect you and love you, bro.
You like
a little brother, like, you know, like a little brother to me. You know, like I gave you my number. Like, call me anytime you need, man. I call you too. Because you gave me a gang of advice. You know about merchandise. I call you and pick your brain. Mm-hmm. And we still got to have our sit down. We mm-hmm. probably going to have it after this. Mm-hmm. About the merchandise. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. when, where, and how. But, so, what's your next move, man? Up the ladder.
To continue to get my organization.
Organization structure.
Structure. So we can grow, so we can pass this along. The game that I got from like-minded individuals like yourself to put me in certain situations. Everything been happening fast. You know, it's a lot of, I look at it as time has went on since we had that conversation, but that wasn't that long ago.
No.
But look at how many great things that have been done since we had that conversation.
Ain't no doubt about it. For both of us.
For both of us. So, yeah. I would like to continue to get that organized and then grow the organization.
Yeah.
So I want to...
Organically. Man.
For sure. I want to invest in myself so that I can invest in others.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what it is. But you a hip hop head, and
yes,
I got to get you.
Come on, let's do it.
Top 5 MCs of all time, bro. Mm.
Jay-Z.
Ooh.
Eminem. This ain't in the whole order.
No.
Andre 3000. Where I want to go with you next? I got to go to a more... younger generation, and I'm gonna say,
it's yours.
I'm gonna say, Drake.
Okay.
And I'm gonna also say, from the West, MC, he's in my category. I'm putting Snoop on there.
That's what we do now.
Yeah.
We're gonna double back on Jay-Z. What you like about him?
And he's always been commanding respect and showcasing good business. When I say that, he put up numbers on the boards on how he operate as a musician. He go for the number one plaques, and he did it multiple years during. He's almost a Jordan of his generation when it comes to music. His albums, you know, a couple in the early years didn't hit, but he was going against the greatest, some of the greatest of all time. In the early 90s, those are when you had Biggie. You had Pac, you had all them other great artists from New York that could really rap. It would be hard to be number one against them. But towards the end of the 90s, 2000, early 2000s, he ran the game.
Yeah, ain't no doubt about it.
He ran until he left.
Yeah. And he really ain't gone, because even when he dropped you.
Yeah, he had dropped
from the sideline. Yeah, he's still, he in the owner's box, man.
That's one reason. I love... When I was younger, how he really did put a lot of people on. He put a lot of people in position.
Yes, sir.
A lot of people. His family tree is very large.
Okay.
Very large. When you look back, there's a lot of people that's connected to Jay-Z.
Okay.
So that's one of my reasons. Another one of my reasons why I put Hov on my top five.
Okay, so we're gonna go from the first one you mentioned to the last. Snoop Dogg. Right. What about Snoop?
Snoop has been in the game for a very long time as well. You got to look at who's standing tallest on the West right now.
Around the world.
You can say around the world.
Number one entertainer in the world right now.
Right now,
Hands down.
So I got to give my respect to him.
Yeah.
He changed the game numerous times.
Yeah.
Numerous times, in my
opinion. Reinvented himself.
Yeah, very.
Numbers and numbers.
Other people took that what Snoop was doing and they tried to manipulate or, you know, imitate. You know, they tried to do what Snoop tried to do all the time. You know, everybody want to be in commercials now. Okay. Everybody want endorsements. Snoop, and Snoop really a real one. He ain't really ever been one to act fake about what it is he rapping about. It's been a lot of real shit. He really tell his real story, but he gonna entertain as well.
So what do you like about Eminem, like him coming from the city?
Eminem is, in his early years, them lyrics literally was dope as fuck. Everybody could listen to him. He was a white boy, yeah. But at the end of the day, he could put some shit together that was cold as fuck. Not to mention, he was stamped by some of the best producers in the world ever. Really, Dr. Dre produced Snoop.
Yeah.
Produced 50 Cent.
Yes, sir.
Produced Eminem.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And a list of others that he had a lot to do with. Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, when I was younger, I remember when all his albums was dropping and he was cold. I will say this, once he probably put the drugs away, kind of went a different way, but that's cool for him. That was a man that found himself. As a fan of his lyrics, I like when he was talking that wild shit because he was putting that shit together. It would hit. It might not have hit for everybody because everybody ain't in the same shit that he got going on, but M had some bars in the first couple albums.
It's crazy to say it because he dropped the project over the weekend. Curtain Call too.
Yeah.
It's nice.
I believe.
He got some features on
it. I believe. I still want a feature for him.
Yeah. I bet you do.
Hell fuck yeah. I put that out.
I bet you do.
Yeah, man. And I feel like he changed a lot of people around me live.
Yeah.
Like, fuck what they talking about. Ain't nobody ever did bigger than Eminem on these numbers from Detroit. Ain't nobody got more record sold to Eminem.
Just like that. So that makes it a fact. You know what I'm saying? That makes it
until
a fact.
Then?
Until then, yeah. Talk to him.
Yeah.
You did what I'm saying. So, your style.
Yeah.
What would you say your style is? Let my listeners hear. What would you say your style is?
I would say my style is a mixture of all these names that I spoke of in different bits and pieces.
Okay.
All intertwined by good cannabis. A lot of weed, you know.
A lot of weed.
You told me to name my best five MCs. Yeah. There's other influences I have. Like, I'm very funky with my shit.
You got it. There you go. It's your show.
I'm a huge George Clinton fan.
There we go.
Parliament. You know what I'm saying? Frankie Beverly and Maze.
Okay.
That influence when they say my sound is from the West Coast because that's the type of music I like to smoke my weed to.
Right.
Original West Coast players that came out in the early 80s, the Roger Trapmans and the Zap.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I like the Gap Band. You know,
yeah.
I like all that funk sound. You know, that real player music.
That's what it is.
But it gets influenced by these net artists that I named too. I've always been an artist that's been influenced by other great minds.
Mm-hmm.
I think Steel Sharp is still.
Who you like for as DJing?
Far as DJing, I ain't gonna lie, I came into it off the mixtape era.
Okay.
So my DJs, I still want a tape with Drama.
Okay.
Drama really put stamps on a lot of artists that are very, very big right now. For real.
The Drama came through, goddamn.
They did his
changed
thing.
The game.
Far as from like the East Coast, I'm a DJ Envy fan because I see how he get busy with his business. You know, he's still a DJ first, but he ain't got himself immersed in so many other different things. I'm a big
entrepreneur, bro.
You feel me?
Ain't no doubt.
I love that.
That car show do numbers, don't
it? Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. You know, I like some of the DJs from Detroit, too. I can't lie, like the DJ Godfathers that started with the techno sound and everything, and Arsenal and all those DJs, and rest in peace, DJ K Slay. God bless.
Clue.
DJ. Clue, Kid. You know, I can go on and on. Scream. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of. I support the DJs. Shout out to the Coalition DJs.
I
got a lot of real life brothers that are DJs that help what we do as musicians.
Elevate your situation. There you go.
That's nice.
That's for sure.
That's exactly what they do.
To elevate your situation.
So thank you to all the DJs.
To all of them, though. Because music and DJing go hand in hand.
Absolutely. And without the DJs, I don't feel like we could be as blessed as we are.
Like I told you when I introduced you to Hector. Without Hector, it wouldn't be no me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Without Joe Kahn, it wouldn't be no me. Because, like, Joe and Coco influenced me to start even being behind his mic.
Right.
You know, they gave me the chance to actually get comfortable with being uncomfortable behind his mic.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, I come from the era when we don't do no rap.
We don't talk, yeah.
Especially no shit like that. I ain't no rapper.
Yeah.
The fuck I'm going to be talking to a microphone for?
Right.
Like I told him in the first place. But, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in 2 and 2.
Make sure you guys tap in 111-639 West Florissant. Come see us.
Tune back in to the Big Dog Playoff Podcast, where dogs are welcome and people are tolerated. And I want to shout out the Only Lifestyle Fashion House for housing us again. You dig what I'm saying? And it's always the gold Broadway, baby. Dig? Shout out to Kip. You know what I'm saying? But sitting up here with main man Willie J. Peso, and we really just kicking and just vibing. You dig what I'm saying? And I really appreciate you coming through and sitting down with me. You know what I'm saying? It just happened organically like it would. You know what I'm saying? You like Big Dog. I'm coming to see you tomorrow. I said, all right, then. Well, that's what it is. Let me put it together. But anyway, we was kicking it for a minute, man, off the camera.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I really wanted to know, like, because you be moving around, dog. I see you everywhere.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Because
I follow you on the gram and everything like that. The tours that you have been on,
you know,
they haven't been big, audacious tours, but they really have been set and you've really been moving.
Yes, sir.
And you've been rap hustling. You get what I'm saying? What's the best tour you was on that you think today?
I gained a lot of knowledge when I went on tour with Devin in 2018.
Okay.
But I also got a lot of blessings from being on tour with Burner in 2019, and that was short. So I learned two different variables, you know. Being on the road with Devin, dude, he gonna show you that you can do it. You can get out here and go to wherever you need to be if you put your mind to it, you know. He do it himself. He not like being chauffeured around. He's really from the crib to point Z, and back, I'm going to get it.
And he's
going to show you how to actually engage with the crowd.
Okay.
How to entertain
your
following. Because he was blessed with a situation when he was younger to be with certain people. So his music is like timeless, bro.
His music is
a lot bigger than people know. Like he has people who love him everywhere we go.
Everywhere y'all go. And you see that firsthand.
Firsthand. And 9 times out of 10, those people that come to see Devin and Dude show, some might be fucked up. But majority of them really got love for whoever there.
Yeah, just like that.
You get what I'm saying?
And the cold part about it, like, you on tour with a guy that was before your time.
Before my time, for sure.
And he bring the crowd in.
Yeah.
And you get your thing off. So you really learning something.
Yeah.
And like you said, you follow him because it's a learning experience for you.
Absolutely.
But it's learning you what to do for when you take off and put somebody behind you, you already had a game. And they'll be comfortable enough to be around you under the same structure.
Absolutely.
Just like that. And what I'm saying to the people is, like, They like, who is Devlin Dude? Your guy, your people, your age. Who the fuck is Devlin Dude? Because they don't know him. You understand what I'm saying? But it's always you go back to the past to be able to get what present is.
Right.
And then it springboards you to the future.
Yeah.
At that point. And saying that, y'all go on 50 city tours.
Yeah.
And make enough money to take care of y'all family.
Absolutely.
And that's what motherfuckers don't understand, because, you know, when the first question I was asked when I was first hustling, and I remember the guy, his name was Hood. We was down in the Cochran. He said, "Tell me what you want out of this game?" And you know the first thing I said, $1 million. You know what I'm saying? And now if you ask me today, even though I ain't in the drug game hustling, but I am an entrepreneur and, you know, do things, multiple things to get income, I understand money is nothing but an idea. And if you plant the right seed, the tree to grow.
Yep.
And also that it ain't nothing but a mind frame, because today, as we say, in a recession, if you got enough finances, that paper currency in your pocket, and you can do what the fuck you want to do, when you want to do it, you're rich. Because it ain't nothing but a mindset. Because if you're chasing a number, and say $1 million was a number. If I got $999,000, that other $1,000 is never going to come, because I'm chasing the number.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Instead of chasing the process or the purpose.
Right.
Because just chasing the purpose.
Absolutely.
So the numbers don't come.
Yes, sir.
That's chasing the purpose.
Yes, sir.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And what you're doing, you're chasing the purpose. Mm-hmm. So the numbers don't come. Mm-hmm. So keep hustling, bro.
I appreciate it.
For sure.
Thank you. I received that.
Yeah, keep hustling. Yeah.
That's what it is.
And that's what it is. And that's why I was keep asking those questions, to get people to understand, oh, that ain't no little baby of Chris Brown or the baby of Wooty Wooty Woo. No. It's money all over the place.
That's a lot of money.
All you got to do is show up and get it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Cause you ain't having for nothing.
No.
Yeah.
No. I'm also out here planting seeds, though.
That's what I'm saying. Guess what they're gonna do? They're gonna grow.
They're gonna grow
in silence. Yeah. And that's what people don't understand. I ain't never heard of him. You ain't never heard no tree grow. It just grow.
It just grow.
Yeah. You ain't never heard a tree grow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It don't make noise.
Yeah.
It just grow. And next time you look up, you're like, damn, I'm gonna fuck. Yeah, cause you slept on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you ain't watched the process. Because every day, I go out the house every morning. Mm-hmm. You hear me? Mm-hmm. And pray to the universe, pray to Mother Earth. And I look around at the trees and shit. Because they ain't going to outgrow me.
Nope.
I'm going to grow with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put some seeds down there too. Mm-hmm. And water them. Mm-hmm. And let them mother grow too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Don't sleep on them. Yeah. You dig what I'm saying? But that was the purpose of all that, though.
Yeah.
And that was the conversation we was having off the stream, though.
Yeah.
But, if you had your choice, mm-hmm. 10 years from now, what would you see, what is your peso being?
10 years from now, mm-hmm. I would still be traveling around the world, touching the people, talking to them, trying to see how the people are doing, learning from the people. But I would like to say that my flagships in certain places would have grown. So, like, we're in St. Louis right now.
Okay.
I don't got a brick and mortar in St. Louis.
Okay.
But I know the right individuals that in 10 years, we might actually have a collective space so that when I'm here, I can do things from the ground up.
Ain't no doubt. You grounded in, man. You grandfathered in.
Thank you.
You grandfathered in. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I come with the bricks. So, shit, ain't no if, ask, what about it. I got blood, sweat, and tears in your city and mine.
Yes, sir.
You dig what I'm saying? Sir. So, shit.
But, you know, see how you say that? That's what I want to be. It's everywhere. It ain't no one place.
No.
It's everywhere.
No, the earth our turn.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, wherever we are, I want to be able to say we got it. We good.
Listen,
bro, and we can help others.
And when we understand that we need to take it back before the water split the earth over,
yeah.
And when they walked across this motherfucker,
yeah.
Like Cahokia Mounds, Illinois,
yeah.
It was temples over there, dog. Yeah. It was all this shit with this, the mounds and all this shit ain't just happened by sight.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody found no America, dog.
Yeah.
No, come on, man. Take the motherfucking book and sell it to somebody else that don't know no better.
Right.
Yeah, we was here.
Yeah.
This was already here everywhere.
Yeah.
You hear?
Yeah.
That's why they hate us.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because the sun don't affect us. And this don't crack.
Yeah.
And goddamn me, whatever they put on us, we going to figure it out.
Absolutely.
And we going to somersault off that motherfucker and hold our nuts while we doing it and tell them what's happening. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I constantly think about how long it took for this moment to happen. How many people were affected before I could even be here speaking to you right now?
Mm.
How my spirit had to survive and then be transferred over to somebody else, which is probably my great-great-grandmother,
meet my great great grandfather. Wow. He had to leave. They probably split up because it couldn't be for him to go meet my other grandmama or whatever happened for them to then leave and travel. Like, bro, we don't even talk about. I used to with my grandmother. She passed away, but in your lifetime, my lifetime, there's at least three generations. That's 30 to 60 years of things that happened on this earth that they don't even want to talk about no more. People was really there. It's a lot of point of views that just get lost in transition because they got to keep up with the now. What happened then? How can I learn from right there if I'm focused on what's in front of me?
There we go.
What happened back then? Y'all just moving along. I ain't one of the ones that got to move around.
There we go.
I'm cool with my, because what you say, black don't crack. I got a long time here. It's time for me to learn a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, and like you say, we dealing with the now. A motherfucker just moved past you at a red light. Yeah. You stop. Like, what happened? What the fuck?
What's going on? How can I prepare? How can I prepare for myself for that?
For that?
How can I prevent my kid going from that?
And you got your baby in the backseat. Motherfucker doing 100 behind you. If he go left or right, he gonna fuck something up.
Yeah.
And then he gonna say, my bad. Mm. Or jump out, because it's 12 of them in the car with 16 guns.
Yeah.
And that's it. You hear me? Yeah. They running. You know what I'm saying? You can't say a word, Joe, because everybody got military style guns and shit. You feel what I'm saying?
But I do.
It is what it is.
Okay? I do.
But I respect it. And I just drawing out the history lesson you got about the past and the ancestors and things like that. And that's how it worked, dog. You know what I'm saying? And that's that meditation take me there.
Yeah.
In the morning. I don't do it every morning like I should, but I get it in, though. You know what I'm saying? To calm it down, to just get centered and like, damn, where you need to go? You ready?
Yeah. I had the opportunity to pray with my grandmother before she transitioned out. She would have been 90 a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
So, me being 33, she's being 90. My life that she's in, she still can remember how her life changed to be in her 30s, what she was going through, where she came from. She came from Alabama. But to end your life in a whole nother place than where you started, there's things that you don't even want to think about. Because 90 years ago, do we really want to talk about our country that we live in?
Right.
90 years?
And put ourselves in.
And put ourselves in that situation and know what's going on in 2022.
Yeah, with the mentality that we had when we would have lasted. Because we got a warrior spirit.
Yeah.
And we would have just jumped out there on some that ton of shit.
Yeah.
And made them have the don't fuck us up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that wasn't
that long ago.
Yeah, no. It definitely wasn't. So, it definitely wasn't. You know,
at the same time, I look at it and I say, we came a long way.
So how did you feel having that last time to pray with your grandmother before she transitioned?
Personally, as a blessing, an opportunity that everybody don't get.
Man, say that again.
You get what I'm saying? I soaked it in and asked for the responsibility to be put on me to lead my family another 90 years.
Hmm. There we go.
So that I can pass that on so they can do it.
And it's crazy that you say that, because my grandmother, she showed me unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
So when I ran off the porch, you know, because you know, when the nigga on the porch looking at his uncle, aunties, and cousins, I can't wait to get grown.
Yeah.
And grown ain't number running down off the porch, looking to the right and left, and giving whatever the virus got for you.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, when I got grown, and when I got to a point where I'm like, damn, I made it at the crossroad.
Mm-hmm.
And she passed when I was 10. And I remember coming, it wasn't no repasses then. Everybody used to come to the house, get the greens, fried chicken, macaroni, cheese, and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Potato salad. Everybody used to just come to the house. So I'm coming from the confectionery around the corner, Mr. Wilson. I'll never forget. It was a gray car, a black gray car, falling on my head. And I stopped and looked at it. And the voice just spoke to me, dog. Like, tell me what you're going to do now. I'm like, damn, what am I going to do now? You hear me? And like, when I, 88 came, and I asked my uncle, you know what I'm saying, what's the hustle? He's like, what you trying to do? I said, it's a weed. He's like, nah, it's cocaine. He took me and got my first 16.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I knew she had to been transitioning for me to turn into what I did, because I would have broke her heart.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. And she left me with the tools in my heart that then turned my heart black from dealing with, you know, just niggas.
Yeah.
You know, and all this shit that it brought on. That Ronald Reagan era.
Yeah.
You did what I'm saying? So, when you were saying about your grandma, I could feel that, you know what I'm saying? And I still kick it with her all the time. We kick it all the time, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and she got me protected and loved me still today, you know what I'm saying? Because she know I got this family and I got, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, And if I could take them down the road for 90 more years, I did my job. Bro.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And I respect it at the same time. Check that out. So check this out, Willie. If you had the power to snap your finger to change anything in this world, what would it be?
I had the power to change anything in this world.
With one snap of the finger, what would that one thing be?
I would have the power to improve communication amongst them.
Dang. That's crazy. Because Zeus, in my last interview, he kind of answered that question the same way.
Really?
Yeah. So that's what it is then. So that's where we at. Because it done, you know, ain't nothing coincidental or accidental.
Yeah.
Communication have to be passed down better.
Yeah.
So we can understand each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like I said, quit trying to be understood. Quit trying to get our point across. And understand, you know, what's the place to choose so I can, you know, and give you the same generosity that you give me.
Absolutely.
Do unto others as they do unto you.
Yeah.
Okay. So the communication will be there.
Yeah.
All right. That's what it is. Yeah. So what's the best advice you ever received and who gave it to you?
At the present moment.
Whenever in your life.
No, for real, bro. It'll be for you. And it was the listen. That's just one word. Just listen. That's how I got what you told me was listen. You listen first before you speak.
Yeah. Cause you want better understand.
Right.
Cause listening is when you talk, I shut up and I take it all the way in, touch the bottom and come back up. Cause it's receptive. We got all these electrons and protons and all this shit, and then I accumulate an answer and come back. Because if not, then it's just like when the doctor used to hit you and your knee do that. It's a knee-jerk response that you give me. And you really tell me to shut the fuck up, OG, because I already know.
Mm-hmm.
Like the young dudes say, I already know. Mm-hmm. And when they do that, I shut up because I have a better conversation with that wall over there.
Mm-hmm.
You dig what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because when you say you already know something, you can't take it in.
Because
you already know, so the wall is resistant. You dig what I'm saying? So, that's deep, though.
But thank you.
No, you welcome. No, it was my job, bro. And cause like I don't even talk to people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And just no, for real though. I don't talk. Man, look.
I know, but look, Trick smiled.
Yeah.
He was happy. I seen him. I seen his reaction after he said it. He was happy. It was like when you be in let's take it to basketball. When you know somebody got the move, wait, go ahead, watch him do this. That's what it was.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
And it was a blessing. You that's blessed me. You,
that's what it was.
He watched me actually receive it because it could have been what you say. I already know.
Yeah.
I was like,
guess what? I shut the fuck up.
And first of all, it was the environment. I love when you can go anywhere and God walk in. You can be anywhere. You can be in the middle of a strip club and you can feel the presence of God with you.
Ain't so no doubt. You can be anywhere.
You know you good.
You know you good. Yeah. You know you good. That was funny because remember that day, that same day, remember our boy pulled up on us?
Yeah.
Hey, would you get his weed to smoke? Remember our boy pulled up with that true OG? And hey, we were like, how much here? So we took the picture with the bag. That's the first picture we took, remember?
Yeah. me and you.
Yeah. Hey, I said, what are we going to do? He's like, yeah, I want to do this shit. I said, okay. Big head and Roscoe, break that shit. You hear me, dog? Soon as I got back to Big Head out, he's like, OG, you still got that OG? Yeah, I got that true OG. What you going to do with it? What you mean? What you going to do with it? They heard. Shit, Big Head, Roscoe. So I asked where I was. They like, shit, that shit was cool. I said, man.
I'm blessed with the taste buds I got for this weed.
You good. You know what I'm saying?
The right
you was grandfathered in from the beginning, so it don't make no sense different. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, they don't know. He had slid up on, ain't no telling what, you know, he sprayed all that shit or whatever. We just took the picture with the bag just to get a photo out, you know, because we was bullshitting around. But
I actually ran back into the...
You did?
Yeah, I know where he at.
I just
wanted to know true. He came at the wrong time. I was with the right one.
Yeah. And cool people, though.
Yeah, he good.
He sound like a good spirit when he pulled up on him.
Yeah, no, they got their own thing going on. Like, they doing well. They're going to be around.
Okay. Like, I got you.
They're going to be around.
Long as you've been around,
ain't nothing to them. I had them. Yeah. How am I gonna jump ship when I
no, got ain't time? No, I'm not jumping no ship. No.
So I take your picture, but I can't do that. I'm trying to do this. Yeah, I'm at work already.
Yeah.
And it was
I'm working, yeah. You only took the picture because I asked you to. I already knew that. Because you
but at the same time I see it differently now.
Big bag,
you know, so
giraffe head.
He came with that big bag then, it wasn't.
No, it ain't had none of the covers.
This wasn't even out yet.
And then when you open it, that motherfucker shine like gold.
Yeah, for sure. You see, we got another sitting right
ain't
here.
Ain't no doubt. The gold go away. The only way. The only lifestyle fashion house. Come see us on West Florissant, St. Louis, Missouri. Get it in, though.
Yes, sir.
But, man, just like you said, okay. Yeah, so, check this out. The best lesson you ever had in life. What best lesson in life taught you?
Be patient. Life taught me just be patient. Because when you rush and do certain things, just because you want it in the now, you don't get the same results if you just be patient and wait your time. Because we all got a purpose and a role that's going to be played. You know how you said you rushed and ran off the porch?
Yeah.
All you had to do was just be patient.
Oh, yeah, you know. Yeah. Human nature, one way to one. And yeah. I got these scars, these war wounds. Yeah, that's what. Yeah, rushed off that. I got what I was looking for, though. But I got it because I asked for it.
I also appreciate it.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Like, life and taught me to appreciate everything.
Okay.
Every moment, appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the second. For sure.
Okay.
Appreciate
you. So, we're going to play a quick game called Big Dog 707.
Okay.
I'm going to drop you just seven names, and you just tell me, you know what I'm saying, what you feel or how you feel and what you feel about, you know, what they ask.
Okay.
So, we're going to start off with your city, Detroit.
I love it. It's a great place. It's made a lot of great creators of many different things. Detroit is birthplace and just a melting pot for creation. Okay. You can take it how you want. You can say musicians, you can say inventors, engineers, fashion. We've just been a great place for people to start, not finish, but they've started some of the greatest lives ever lived on earth in Detroit for a lot of people. And if you go back in history and look at some of these names of some great-ass entertainers, inventors, engineers, I've been in Detroit for a moment.
Okay.
When I really got my shit going, I was leaving from Detroit.
Okay. That's what's up. Heavyweight Head.
Heavyweight Head, the best growers on the west side of the world right now. Yeah, on the west side of the world, the western hemisphere.
And dude might be top five in the world, though.
Yeah,
boy ain't no joke.
Yeah, man. For sure. Heavyweight heads, they are the cultivators of the giraffe head and some of the other great strands that they have on market right now. Man. You gotta go to heavyweightheads.com to see everything. And then come visit us in Michigan.
That man ain't no joke, dog.
Yeah.
We was at Trick Point last year. The flame was over there.
Yeah.
And the dude pulled up on
him. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he said, boom, 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 boom. My partner did this, this, and this. And Buddy said, he looked at him. He said, that's impossible.
Yeah.
Dude, look. I said, damn, dude. And dude kind of big, but I'm about to stand there. Like, damn, we're going to have to knock this dude off because I think he's a truck. But he's like, no, that's impossible, dog. Dude, they did that. Mm. He said, I only know maybe three people in the world, in this whole entire world, that can do that. And I'm one of them. Damn, dude, his chest is poked out now. He's steaming. He ain't shot him down, dog. And I was right there because we was, you know. And I said, damn, buddy, don't make this man still. I'm going to have to drop him, dog, because this was a big old catcher. So he's like, no, you can't do that. He said the metrics, and he did the math on that shit. Yeah. I said, I'm doing serious about this shit.
Yeah.
And he really is.
No, they know. They in tune with the plant. They definitely know what's going on with cannabis. So shout out to Heavyweight Head. I want them to continue to grow as a great brand and keep pushing the culture forward.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Mm-hmm. Burner's
a inspiration and a motivator. He's a great artist, entrepreneur. I'm a fan of his music too. I like all the bars he be dropping in the sound. He'll play it.
He be talking shit,
but a lot of people don't believe Burner because it's happening so fast and it's Burner. They don't see him coming.
As that part, the musician.
As the musician, shit. I mean, you kind of know for him and for should have happened because damn it, telling that much shit. Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
He just did a Forbes magazine interview there.
Bro got like 5 spots in my state.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
I seen him cut the ribbon.
You feel me? So congratulations to him, man. It's a big inspiration.
And that was the first one. 8 to 9.
Yeah, that was the first one. He's on the east side of Detroit. Yeah. So that's another real player thing.
Y'all, right there.
I got to respect you. You got one in the hood.
The blue bill.
Yeah. I respect you, dog.
And you not from here,
but you, when I met Burner in 2013, he told me he had some shit in the works. 10 years beforehand, we did a show together. And I'm in myself. What's up? You here? What you need? You know what I'm saying? This is what I do. You feel me? I don't know. I know you as a rapper. I ain't know you was getting down like that. I know now.
Okay.
But he's really doing his thing. He for sure is a rap hustler.
I ain't no doubt about it.
He is a rap hustler that I feel like a lot of people ain't seen coming in a long time.
Yeah.
But he from the West Coast, and that's where they get it in.
And that's where they feel me. Okay. Just so.
Oh, man. Bezo was a hard-working brother from Detroit, from the east side. Congratulations to him.
Mr. Double Cup.
You know what I'm saying? He is another inspiration, inspired. He made, build it up from the ground up. Mm-hmm. You know, even took some bumps, had some situations that he had to overcome.
And went to school.
He had to go
and
to school.
You feel me? And stood
up and stood up and learned from it. Like you said, he went to school and he learned. And I feel like, bro, it kind of showed the world that you can't count me out. Because he was already on the path of success before he had to handle his other
business. Him and the Eastside boy.
Yeah. So shout out to the whole team Eastside. They all working hard.
And because people don't get that underground and people moving around independently doing their thing.
Yeah.
Like, even when Veza leave from there, because he had a following on that Southwest, all Southeast, Southwest market. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where he could go get a weekend and get $40,000-$50,000 a show.
He put work in.
And he might do 3-4 shows. Yeah. He come home with 120 bands.
Yeah.
Take care of the family.
Yeah.
Got the game fucked up.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah.
And you know, and the motherfuckers ain't, and you know, they can't do the math on them. Because all they do is follow the media and what they say and who this and who that. You dig what I'm saying? Motherfuckers is already getting at it, man. Getting to it.
Absolutely. For sure.
Trick.
Man. Another inspiration, motivator. That's like a big brother to me. That's me and him. We just celebrated our birthdays together.
Y'all did a show.
We did a big show in Detroit. That's Heavyweight here, Smoke Gang. And I say thank you to Trick because I get to see the difference. I get to see this Trick where, you know, other people always want to kick dirt on a nigga name and say, oh man, bro, he a gangster. He that's no fly zone. That, you know what I'm saying? No, bro, that's a father. That's a leader, bro. That's a
grandfather, father, sure. Brother, a son.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah.
And a friend.
Man, and
all he said was wipe your feet before you come my time.
You did.
Give me the same respect that I give you. It wasn't on no bully type of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if you get there and on some bullshit, they gonna the ghost squad.
That's what happens. You know, show respect.
That's what happens.
It's a chain reaction.
You know, and that's anywhere you go, because anybody where you at is the man in their own neighborhood.
Absolutely.
You know, that's just a proven fact. You dig what I'm saying? Now, I asked you four, and by the people don't know you, I'm going to let you do your own 3 of the 707. You take the name and you tell them why and what.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start off by saying Brittany Granger. Right? That's her name. Right?
Okay.
She is a
Brittany.
Yeah.
The basketball player?
Yeah.
Okay. Brittany Griner. WNBA basketball player that's locked up in Russia. Yeah. Speak on it.
Well, right now she's an example of how far we still gotta go to really come up as a people, like, still, like, she really being put on trial by the world to be an example. But we gonna take away something that you love. That's unfair. We, you know, we came far from as a people. That's a, not only is she American, but I got a daughter. So that could be my daughter one day.
Okay.
You feel me?
And you got the feeling that she lost over there.
And she lost, and can't nobody do nothing for
her. Being a political pawn.
Being a political pawn. So that's five.
That's five.
All right, so where are we going to go with number six? A name that I want to speak about that I feel like is going on. Can I give a brand that I feel like doing this
for? I'm going to say
EYL. That's a brand called Earn Your Leisure.
Oh, man. Yeah, okay.
And yeah. So I'm going to just put three names in there. Troy, Rashad, and
They're entrepreneurs. Yeah.
But it's what they talking about. I wanna just say they ain't gave me a lot of game about business.
Yeah.
And learning the game that they ain't really try to teach us.
Yeah.
Why don't kids learn about banking and finances at the age of 4 and 5?
At school.
Why we don't know how to write a check? Or know what a check is supposed to do? Why we don't know credit?
Because they want the 99 and 1. They want to be the 99. They want us to be
the 1%. Them
ain't no doubt.
Some great individuals.
Yeah, I respect the shit out of them.
We all need to know how to
ain't no doubt.
Use these numbers.
19 keys.
Yep,
19
keys.
And he felt
the
same. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'd like to sit down with you, bro.
And then my...
Teach me something.
My number 7... We'll go out to like Gilly and Wallow.
Ain't no doubt about it.
Cause they going crazy right now.
They going crazy.
Holla at me so I can get you really stoned like Willie. Smoke on some heavyweight head, the real way. I know what they had. You know what I'm saying? So I need to holla at them, and I respect everything they got going on. And honorable mention, just the whole Detroit music industry right now. Everybody that's winning, man. Keep doing y'all thing. Keep your head up. Freedom Boys, anybody that's locked down right now, bring them home so we can keep it going, and we got to come together and get this money.
Okay. So we're going to give you this and let you get up out of here, man, because I know you got to get some rest because you're in Omaha tomorrow.
Yeah, we in Omaha, Nebraska. We at the waiting room. Devin the Dude, yours truly, Willie J. Peso is going down just like that. Okay. We're going to get stoned like Willie.
Why do you do what you do, my brother?
So I can provide for my family in more ways than one, not only monetarily right now, but so I can provide a space in a way so that they can go do whatever they want to. I'm trying to build a platform for those that come from behind me to be able to leap and jump into the sky. The sky's the limit. You can go as far as you want to, but you got to have a way. You got, like people would build for me, they build a way for me to take my road to success.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Anything that I left on the floor that you might want to talk about?
Oh, God.
So we shut this down.
Give me a follow on my social media. Stay in tune.
What's your social media? What
Willie J. Peso. That's Willie with a Y. J-P-E-S-O. There's only one official account. There's a lot of fakes that's been made because I feel like we're doing something right. So they got to imitate. Okay. And they got duplicate, but they can only get one original. Willie J. Peso brand. Stone Like Willie. Follow Stone Like Willie for all our merchandise. Go to StoneLikeWillie.com. And if you are a like-minded, positive individual that's about business, please reach out to me. Let's do some good business so we can continue to grow as a people.
That's what it is. Now, okay, out of those albums that you have, if somebody just wanted to say, let me go listen to Willie J. Peso from one time, which one would you recommend to say?
Stone Like Willie.
Stone Like Willie?
Stone Like Willie. Yeah. Right. That'll give you 10 songs that'll let you know where I've grown from.
And then everybody go to the other ones and all that. They can find that on all platforms.
On all platforms.
Okay, so go check out Stone Like Willie by Willie J. Peso. Yeah. And that's my man. And you know what I'm saying? Like I said again, man, I appreciate you, brother.
I appreciate you, brother.
You know what I'm saying? And we're finna have this merchandise conversation.
Oh, that's yeah.
Shout out to the Only Lifestyle Fashion House in Cuba for having us. You know what I'm saying? And like we do about this time always, watch your thoughts because they become your words. Watch your words because they become your actions. Watch your actions because they become your habits. Watch your habits because they become your character. And please guard your character because it becomes who and what you truly are in this limited universe that we all dwell upon. And till the next time, I'll see you when I'm looking at you. Peace, peace, peace. Man, roll up or we can get high. Everybody head in the building. Yes, sir. But later on, when it cooled off, we came down and made a couple of friends.